If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Tell your neighbor, continue in his love. Pastor, you don't know what they've done to me. No, I don't. But I know down through Christian history, people have gone through worse than we have. The writer to the Hebrews says, you have not resisted unto blood fighting against sin. So why are you making every situation so major? Well, you don't know. People are sneaky. They don't do this. They don't do that. But to whom are they doing it? People actually think that I'm in charge at Bethel. You actually think that? Just like you actually think the president is in charge of the United States. He is not in charge of the United States. There are people working behind the scenes. Do you know in The Godfather, you know that the emblem of The Godfather is a puppet? A puppet strings? You ever notice that? Over top of the title Godfather, there's the handle and the strings dangling down. Do you understand the concept of that? They are saying that he was a man who operated behind the scenes, operating other people. I am not in charge of Bethel. There are strings that you can't see. And every day I have to go to God and I ask him, what do you want me to do about that? What do you want me to do about this? What do you want me to do about that? And sometimes he says, do ABC. And sometimes he says, do nothing. Because I'm using that person to show you that person's heart. Because they will never see how wicked their heart is until they go through something negative. So there are people that can tell you for years that they love you, that they're with you, that they stand by you. And the first time something significant happens, another person comes out. God said, see, that was there all the time. That's why I told you to cut them off years ago, but you wouldn't do it. They don't love you. They love what you do. That's how you can tell. Because if you stop doing it, see how they act. That's not love. That's not love. Hugging people and being friendly as long as they're friendly to you. That's not the mark of maturity. Children do that. Sinners do that. But what takes us to the next degree is being able to love the unlovable. Lord, help us. Elizabeth Elliot's husband went to South America to preach the gospel to the Inca Indians, and they killed him, speared him to death. Word reached Elizabeth here in the States, and after a time of grieving, she took up her husband's mantle to go down to the same village and preach Jesus. The Indians said, how can she do this? And I killed her husband. But it was the love of God. Corrie ten Boom, after suffering in Ravensbrück prison, losing her sister Betsy in that dreadful place, memorizing the officer's face that was in charge of her section, who oversaw the death of her father and her sister, was teaching about the love of God upon successfully leaving that dreadful place. After she finished preaching about God's love, up comes a German man who says, ah, Fräulein, I enjoyed what you had to say. And to think that he gave his life for me. He stretched out his hand to shake Corey's hand. Corey immediately recognized him as the officer in charge of her section. She did not want to shake his hand. The memory of her sister and her father flooded her mind. As she was about to walk away, she felt something in her heart that went from her heart down to her arm. And she stretched out that arm with the love of God. And she shook that man's hand who had come to Christ since he was an officer in that dreadful prison. She remembered the words of her sister prior to Betsy's death. Corey, no hate. No hate. We must show that there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. You and I are tasked with showing a hate-filled world that there is no sin that he cannot forgive because he forgave me. We must share with our brothers and sisters in Christ that there is nothing that you could do or can do or have done that will make me treat you less than with love. This is the most significant action and response that you and I are ever called upon to demonstrate. The tongues and the gifts have their place, but nothing replaces love. By this shall all men know that you are my students. Not because you quote what I say. Devils can quote scripture. But it's because you show love. Give me that old time religion. Makes me love everybody. Doesn't make me act like a spiritual giant and then walk out because I'm too spiritual to talk to you. Praise the Lord. Oh, hi, so-and-so. Can't talk now. God is calling me to himself. I hate that phrase. It's used by the self-righteous. You're already called to God. Now you want to make it like a big deal. He calling me to himself. Where else he gonna call you? He used to call me to Krispy Kreme till he closed them all. I guess he ain't calling me to Krispy Kreme no more. Used to call me to Oscar Mayer. Me and Oscar Mayer, we had a thing going on. My heart found out it was wrong. But them hot dogs were much too strong to let them go now. But I had to. I had to. So where else is God going to call you but to himself? You might have walked in this morning feeling justified to hold on to your hatred. And especially if you're an African American, white man trying to keep me down, white man trying to keep, I didn't get that job. And it became the excuse for incompetence. I didn't get the job because I'm black. No, you didn't get the job because you can't read. It won't give me a break. Oh! No, I do not deny the fact that there is still institutional racism. But I also believe that we should remove the obstacles that are man-made. I may not be able to change a person's heart, but I can get myself so prepared that they're going to have to find a reason to deny me. And I don't care if you have to graduate. Help me, Lordy. As long as you graduate, bring something to the table. Don't use the excuse of racism. Bring something to the table. Don't say Pastor Lambert won't let me preach. Get a message. If you have a message, God will open a door. And I'm going to tell you, your messages are not formed in the sacred halls of theology. Your messages are not formed in seminary. Your messages are formed by the fiery furnaces that you come out of. And so if you've never had anybody talk about you, if you've never had anybody hate you, then what are you going to tell me about love? If you've never had to bless them that curse you, then don't tell me you're ready to stand up for God. Love one another. Say it back to me. Our adversary likes to pervert love. He uses our music to pervert love. We're surrounded by songs that either mystify love, overly simplify love, or just makes love ridiculous. The theologians of that genre sing songs, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And that song was birthed out of the fact that she was married to Ike. And if you're married to Ike, you're definitely going to ask, "What's love got to do with it?" He was a vicious man. And then you have Lou Rawls, "Love is a Hurting Thing." He's singing that song because now and maybe he's gone through something painful. And now that particular inspiration causes him to sing, "Love is a Hurting Thing." Why is love a hurting thing? Why is love portrayed in the world in a negative? So what do you mean? If I fall down the steps, you will not rejoice. But if I tell you I've fallen in love, you'll clap and say, "Praise the Lord." Why? Because love, we don't choose love, we fall. It's almost as if we're saying, "I'm out of control. Woo, woo, I saw, woo, I saw you, woo." No, love makes you control yourself. I'll show you in a minute, if not a minute, a week. But love is not a hurting thing. It's a liberating thing. And I'll tell you what love has to do with it. God, because God is love. You see, I'm not talking about the emotion or the affection. I'm talking about the agape. The agape says, look past that person's fault. Look past that person's mess and look at what God salvages. If you want to know why your vision is being delayed, it's probably because there's somebody in your social circle with whom you're not distributing love. You're not giving it to them. It's obvious. It's obvious. And the Bible says you're in error. You're in error. For God to suggest to me that my principles, the priests, the prophets, the pastors, the leaders, my principles, those who are charged with reflecting me to society, he says, they think that they can use my anointing and have aught against someone. How can that be? Pastor, you gonna stand there and tell me you love everybody? I will tell you I love everybody I see. You figure that out. When I walk out this church and I see people in the world, I'm gonna love them. When I'm walking on Chestnut Street, I love everybody I see. I see them. I love everybody I see. Now, I believe in the sovereignty of God. I don't know if you do. That means nothing happens by accident. Listen carefully, because this will help those of you who just can't let go of that bad feeling. I'm going to help you with it, but just long enough for you to get free. God is a sovereign God. He won't let anybody come into your life that you cannot love. I am a child of God, spirit-filled, anointed, and directed. God promised to give me the desires of my heart, promised that whatever I speak out my mouth, he would bring to fulfillment, and personally told me when he called me, I will not let any of your words fall to the ground. My father was murdered in 1987. It is an unsolved homicide. I said to God, why won't you let the police find out who killed my daddy and bring him to justice? He said, because of what's in you and your brother's heart. He never let me see that person. Because he knows what my flesh would do. See, he said, fine, I'll just keep it in the shadows because I can't expose you to that because you aren't ready. He loves me enough not to even tempt me to take vengeance out on the person who killed my father, knowing that I have not risen to the angelic place of kissing him and hugging him and saying, Jesus loves you, because he's sovereign. He promised not to put more on you than you can bear, nor will he put people in your life that you can't bear.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.